This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The setup for this next piece begins by way of a question. How much should a sandwich cost? Fast food, nothing fancy. $5? $8? $12 maybe? How about a new car? Or a Netflix subscription? And a follow-up, if I might. Have you adjusted whatever prices you have in mind for inflation? Whatever your answer, and as Marketplace's Matt Levin reminds us, there's a whole lot of behavioral economics going on here.
Hi, will you be using the mobile app today?
Giselle Carranza helps man the drive-thru window at a McDonald's in Sacramento, California. Although every now and then the job kind of feels more like working as a hotline operator for 1-800-INFLATION-SUCKS.
We had people complain about the prices for the drinks, which is actually surprising to me, which is not a lot. Actually, it was like $1.10 and went up to like $1.40, which is only like 30 cents.
Carranza says there's something about the rising cost of a soda that is especially galling to the patrons of the Golden Arches.
I have that lady come over here, like, say that she's only going to pay $1.10 for it. And I was like, it's $1.40. I can't really, you know, I'll get in trouble if, like, I only charge you $1.10 for it. But it's funny because she's, like, driving a Mercedes and stuff. And I was like,
It's hard to empathize with the Mercedes driver haggling over the cost of a medium Diet Coke or whatever. But in her defense, there is an economic principle that explains why she was so upset. It's called a reference price.
So a reference price is a price that, as a consumer, we are used to considering as the normal price for any product or service.
Utpal Dulakia is a professor of marketing at Rice University.
So prices that we have in our mind and we use for evaluating prices that we encounter.
Reference prices can be external and provided by the seller. Think a new car's sticker price or even those regular price versus sales price shelf tags you see at the grocery store. But our strongest reference prices are rooted in years and years of buying everyday stuff, like, say, soft drinks at your favorite fast food place. They're called internal reference prices.
Internal reference prices are pretty much all memory-based, right? So these are prices that you kind of know, you know?
Dulakia says part of the reason American consumers may be feeling kind of blech about the economy right now, we formed our reference prices over decades of very low inflation. Just think how long Subway's footlong was $5.
Month after month, year after year, if you go and have lunch for $5, then that becomes a really strong reference price. And then suddenly when prices start to increase, you're suddenly in a state of confusion.
Marketers do have some clever ways to manipulate those reference prices. There's shrinkflation, of course. Same price for your sandwich, but less sandwich. But there's also just sticking a really expensive product next to a bunch of not-so-expensive ones.
Go to your gym shoe store and look at your Air Jordans and the range of prices.
Joe Nunez is a marketing professor at USC.
And someone might say, well, I'm not going to spend $365, $400 for a pair of shoes, but seeing a $400 pair of shoes makes a $200 pair of shoes seem not that expensive.
Nunez says eventually consumers do adjust their reference prices for inflation. Remember, once upon a time, $5 for a sandwich or $2 for a gallon of gas sounded like a complete ripoff. But that adjustment can take a while.
Today's generation may become like the older generation and say, well, I remember when milk was, or I remember when a gallon of gas was. So how long does it take for the resentment to go away? I don't know.
In a grocery store parking lot across from the Sacramento McDonald's, Sean Sullivan is loading 4 packs of soda into the back of his car. He came to Save Mart for the half-off sale, $5 per 12-pack.
I remember when it used to be like $5 for a 12-pack all the time. So, I mean, yeah, it's gone up quite a bit.
Sullivan says he can't really see a day when the idea of $10 for a 12-pack of Dr. Pepper is considered cheap.
Well, I mean, hopefully if it gets to the point where I have to pay $10 no matter what for the 12-pack, I'll just start drinking more water.
A pro tip here, McDonald's doesn't charge you for a cup of tap water. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.